This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Producer Matt, he's here as well. It's a wonderful, wacky, crazy Wednesday. Good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Everything's all right so far.
Before I get to it here, yeah. I have the televisions on, and Channel 11 is on for some reason on the one, because we always put a different local news on, so we decided Channel 11 today. And then I have FS1 on, because there is a soccer game coming on at 8 o'clock today.
Right.
Can you name who plays at 8 o'clock today? Without looking. Come on, just can you name one of the teams? Don't look.
Portugal and Morocco.
Wham! Jim got it. Jim is all in on the World Cup. Can you name who plays thereafter at 11 o'clock?
Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And, I can't remember. It's Spain and some down-the-liner country at 11.
Iran. Try to call a bunch of Iranians down-the-liners and see how that goes for you.
They are down-the-liners.
Uh-huh.
Saudi Arabia is playing a team that should be decent, and I can't
Uruguay.
Remember which one it was. Oh, yeah, Uruguay.
That's the middle game today. All right, good work by you.
Well, I just written it down because I know it comes up later on in the show at 8 o'clock for us, and then another game starts at 11.
Yeah, that would be Uruguay.
Pony up, y'all.
Pony up, y'all. Pony in Italy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's not going to. Cook's going to have to pony up.
Thee and me. I'll get to Cook here in a minute, but seeing Uruguay play Saudi Arabia at 11 o'clock today reminds me of a story I think I told you guys off the air the other day. I was in Vegas.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was for the World Cup, and it was the time that the World Cup was in South America. And the big story, one of the big stories was the Vuvuzela. And they had those buzzing things that went like that. And it was such weird time. Like, the game was on at like 2 in the morning here. And
it was
then
like
in Vegas.
South Africa, right?
South Africa, yeah, excuse me.
South Africa.
That's what I meant.
Because Brazil's in the same time. Brazil's the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, it was in South It
yeah.
was in South Africa.
So there was a time difference,
and it
yes.
was like totally crazy. There were games on at like 3 in the morning. It was just all the time. So I walk up, and this guy is at the betting window. And he'd like waited for a while. And then he steps aside, and we're at the betting window of Paris. And Paris isn't a very big sports book. And then he steps aside, and they really don't want you on your cell phone in there, and especially like right up by the window. So he walks aside, and he is at this point yelling in his phone, because there's like the game's in like 5 minutes, 8 minutes. And he was like, "Yo!" And he's talking to obviously someone back home, I think. "Put him on the phone! Put him on the phone!" He's yelling, and he's holding it up. He doesn't have it anywhere near his earpiece. "Put him on the phone," I said. And I was like, "Wow, what is this conversation about?" And he was like, because I think there were two games simultaneously. It was like pool play. He goes,
or was it like the last game of pool play, right, when they have all the games on simultaneously?
And it was like a futures bet, right? And he was like, "Do we want Uruguay or Paraguay? I know he said one of them's good. Is it Uruguay or Paraguay? Which one y'all want? Uruguay or Paraguay?" And my man was just yelling into the phone.
What did he decide on?
I don't know. I was like, I had to get my bet in. I didn't have
time. Did you bet on Uruguay or Paraguay?
Morocco.
Okay.
I wanted nothing to do with either one. But yeah, I mean, it was like this big thing. And I don't know where the guy was from, but the mix up between. So every time I see Uruguay and Paraguay, I just think of the moment of frustration that this guy had because someone, of course, wherever this guy lived, sent him to Vegas with their bet for the World Cup. I think it was like a futures one, like one of those. It was just about to kick off, and everybody was like, somebody was 2-1, somebody was 5-1, 10. There were a bunch of teams 10-1, and someone told him either Paraguay or Uruguay, and Uruguay, just how he would say it.
I think it was Uruguay.
Y'all want Uruguay or Paraguay? Ron Cook, we have confirmation. Do you want to share with people what Ron Cook said when he was questioned just as we were transitioning shows yesterday?
He admitted he could hit but could not throw.
He was a second baseman, Blackhawk High School, got it done, just was an iffy fielder, a good fielder, couldn't make the throw, but he was a line drive.
He didn't say he couldn't make the throw. He just said he didn't have a good arm.
That's well, your friend Caputo said he couldn't make the throw, right?
Right.
Line drive hitter, though. Ron confirmed. We've had independent confirmation as to this. I mean, this isn't just like a fish tale that Ron says. Line drive hitter, the cook. So think of this life, this charmed life this man has led. Northwestern educated, line drive hitter in high school, motorcycle owner right now, runs around with a bunch of Harley guys.
I think
and
it's the Snyder's Riders.
Oh,
I
you think part of Edgar Snyder in those
I
guys?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, drives that soft tail around. I mean, this is a big deal, but it blew me away. I didn't want to question him about what your friend Caputo said, an inability to raise the throw from second base, because that is kind of...
He didn't say that he couldn't make the throw from second. He just said that Ron did not have a good arm. So maybe that's why he played second base as opposed to shortstop or third base.
Yeah, but you'd think that your bad arm ills would be cured by playing second base. If you play second base and you still are tabbed with a guy that has a bad arm.
Well, if he couldn't make that throw, you know, going to his right, you know, backhanding balls up the middle, taking away base hits, but not being able to take away base hits because he couldn't make that throw. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of leaping forward here.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to figure it out. But
just
what
me and thee talking sports with you.
You suppose, I'll bet Ron also batted second.
Yeah. Ron
he's a line drive hitter, probably move the runners up.
What number you think Ron wore?
Eric Hagman in with the high noon update.
Five.
Five?
Maybe.
I was thinking 69. Or one.
Actually, you know what?
I think number one.
You think so?
Or do you think, was Ron a guy that picked his number?
I don't remember. Back then.
It was just 1 to 15.
You just kind of got him.
You know what? I got it, I think. I think Ron wore 12.
Okay.
For Namath.
We'll have to find. Oh. Hmm. But everybody would have wanted to wear 12.
Yeah, in that kind of, you know what?
Blackhawk?
That's a good call.
Even though
high noon, right.
Good call by Matt.
Well, because Namath grew up in that part of the world. He was everybody's hero. But I wonder
you
who
think he wore white cleats?
Yeah.
Like Joe Namath?
What would have been in, like, you're
yes.
right around
no,
the
that's,
same age.
No, that white cleats were, well, I still had my pair from playing softball. Like, I played, you know, competitive softball when I got out of college, and that was around, like, the late 70s, early 80s.
What?
And I had white
What
had white
brand?
Cleats.
Spot Built?
Yeah. Yeah, Riddell Spot Built. Same deal. Like, or Saucony, you know, that's the same company.
Whenever you guys were in high school, too, that was the brand?
I didn't play high school, but I think the guys wore black cleats in high school. White cleats were considered, they weren't considered cool until Namath became cool.
Here we go. Chris from Seven Fields. Chris Caputo from Seven Fields. Text us. He's listening.
Yeah. Is he really?
Cookie batted lead off a lot. I'm telling you, I bet he wore number one.
Well, he would know what number he wore, too.
Did you wear helmets at that point, or were they just baseball caps to hit?
Oh, you wore helmets.
There was helmets?
But they did not have ear flaps.
Oh, they were, okay. All right, so they were just
in high school. I can't remember when
the old Rusty Staub kind of helmets.
Yeah, there were no ear flaps. I can't remember when they first came in. You know, I'm trying to think of, you know, like watching Legion. I wasn't good enough to play.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to think of the guys who played Legion and high school after. I can't remember when the ear flaps came in. I think it was right around the time after we graduated high school. So.
So he batted leadoff a lot. I'm thinking Ron wore, again, either number one or number 69. And he, I bet Ron got out to a big lead. He got out first base.
They didn't go that high in baseball.
What?
The numbers.
Oh, yeah. It was like one to, like whatever it was, one to 18.
Almost like soccer.
Yeah.
Almost like soccer. I think maybe you got into the 20s, depending on how many players are on the team.
Every once in a while, you'd have a pitcher, you'd have like 37.
Do you think Blackhawk wore the shirts like the Pirates did back in the day, where you wore the undershirt with the kind of the three-quarter sleeve, and then you wore the... Or like the vest on top of it.
I think everybody did, right? Like everybody wore the
Our
vest.
High school did.
You know? You think Ron was a base dealer? He was kind of a, you know, kind of blazing.
I bet he was a better base dealer than Polanco.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Probably. So he played second base, a leadoff guy, kind of a real competitive
kind of guy. A spark plug.
I think so.
How about that?
Yes, he started things, got things going. Man, I'm envisioning a ball popped up on the infield and Ron taking charge. I got it. Mine. I can't get that out of my head.
I am a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, man. I would have liked to have been
on
Ron's
baseball
team.
Chris needs to give us more information here. If he's...
No, he just dives in and dives out every once in a while. I'm looking through his tweets, and he doesn't want to give up too much on Ron because I think he wants to keep, you know, the good relationship he has with Ron. Ron said him and his brother, good guys.
Yes.
Real good guys. Yep. Good athletes. So, anyway. Oh, man. Yeah, I bet he had white cleats, for sure. And the socks that were, like, regular socks, like sanitary socks that you wore, regular, like, you know, ones that up to your knee, and then the ones that were just what are they called?
Sanitaries?
No, like a regular sock, and then you wore
stirrups.
Then stirrups over top of that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that was it back then.
The long, just singular
I've always liked thing. That look, quite honestly. That's old school. I think Brault does that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He still wears his high. I know the Pirates make the minor leaguers wear them high, and then as soon as they get called up, they can't wait to wear their pants down low.
Uniform information from Chris.
Yeah.
Here. It was the first year of Blackhawk High School. They had just come into existence, so they had brand new double-knit uniforms. That's big. That is big.
Yeah, double-knit was really cool, but then you're like, but then later on, it kind of wore off.
Yeah, but that, you know what? Double-knit was cool, but when you played high school baseball, it was still largely cold out because you had to get your games in before. So it was all right to
functional.
Have. Mm-hmm.
My dad, you know, my dad's textile mill they used to make the wool. They used to make like the uniforms, like those old school uniforms you had, those cotton, you know, whatever, wool uniforms.
Right.
They were old wool uniforms. Man, those things were like I had on the Braves. Oh, and then when I got traded to the Orioles, you know what we had?
What?
Double-knit uniforms.
Yeah, double-knit uniforms.
We did on the Orioles, yeah.
Did your mom dry it outside on the drying rack? Did she put it up on the line?
Oh, absolutely.
On the line?
Yeah, we didn't have a dryer.
Wow.
No, we just had a clothesline.
You know, when I was playing high school baseball, what really first started to come in were high-top cleats. I mean, that was big, like the high-top spikes. We all got red ones. That was big. I mean, we looked sharp.
Well, I mean, fuck yeah, of course you were red.
And you know what else came in? That was the first kind of vintage of pulling your pants all the way down. The cuffs went all the way down to the top of the shoes, so you couldn't see any socks.
Yeah, I was like Kevin Young.
Yeah.
I didn't
like that. They looked like pajama bottoms.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I kept waiting for guys to trip over them.
Yeah, oh, man, that was... No, I mean, they came just to the top of your shoe. But yeah, you're right. When you'd run, you know, they'd flap over a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Chris says, I'll send you a picture tomorrow when I get to work. I guess you're not going to work today.
Today off?
Knocking off today. It's only Thursday.
Yeah, why go to work today? It's not supposed to. We got to wait for fan weather, but I think there's supposed to be some showers
today. Yeah, there's some around. All right, we talk a lot of baseball today. We talk some hockey. We talk to Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock. A bunch of nonsense. We'll just have some fun. Be sure to tune in for 7:30. Jim has a tale from his personal life that is something you're going to be very interested in, honestly. All right, that's all coming up. Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.